Listening is arguably more important than speaking, since it is through listening that we learn. And on today's episode, I'll be talking about one of the most important pillars to building incredible conversation, which is based on the principles taught in How to Listen with Intention by Patrick King. Welcome to the Book Basement Podcast, where I, Santi, talk about books 5 times a week. On Mondays, you can expect a longer interview, book review, or other book-related content. The rest of the weekdays, I share a book quote I found interesting and break down its meaning. Join me as we learn more about books, their meanings, and get some amazing reading recommendations along the way. Let's get right into today's episode. Hello, and welcome to a Book Basement Podcast episode. Today is a quote episode, and we're going to be sharing a quote from How to Listen with Intention by Patrick King. Today's quote is about deriving value from conversations in a way that makes you genuinely connected with the person you're speaking to and not just seeking to get value from them. Today's quote reads, "Everyone is worth our time, but we won't be able to discover it if we don't put in the work. Sometimes we unconsciously position ourselves over other people. That is ego. If you ever catch yourself choosing to ignore someone for the mere fact that you are better or that they aren't worth your time, well, that might just be completely wrong. Ideas often have strange births. The term shower thought is coined after the idea that sometimes the deepest, most productive, and changing thoughts are produced at times of relative normality. This relative normality can be further exacerbated if you sit down and talk to someone." In How to Listen with Intention, Patrick King continually pushes that there is always something to learn or take away from a given person, whether it be an example or a model you don't want to replicate. To get this value, however, you must not seek it. Counterintuitive, I know. But to find the gold, you must dig. Only in this case, digging requires an effort to not think about digging, instead getting to understand the mind, how it came to be, how its railways were constructed, and who or what affected its construction. Metaphors aside, we need to listen for the sake of listening. We need to, as Dale Carnegie says in How to Win Friends and Influence People, become genuinely interested in them. A principle so simple, yet when you flip through your catalog of conversations, for the most part, it will be difficult to find one where you had no intention other than to listen, giving your undivided attention, not wanting to leave, not listening to look nice, but listening because you want to, because you are genuinely interested. If you truly get to know someone, the gold will reveal itself. I hope you liked that quote. I sure did. You should check out the book How to Listen with Intention. It is a short little book that I think most of you will find highly enjoyable. It's very practical, so if you're one of those cut the crap people like me, then you're gonna like this book, because sometimes what I don't like about nonfiction is that it's a bunch of fluff, and this book is no fluff. It's pure cotton candy. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Thank you for dedicating your time and listening to this episode. Remember, we also have a weekly newsletter, the Book Basement Bulletin. Sign up by going to the link in the show notes or by visiting thebookbasement.substack.com. Also in the show notes, a link to purchase the book I talked about in this episode. Be sure to leave us a review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts, as it helps us immensely. Finally, you can follow the podcast on Instagram at bookbasementpod. That is bookbasementPOD. Once again, thank you for stopping by, and I hope to see you soon.